Hello, and welcome to Astrology Studio for Virgo for 2022 and 2023. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, here with some information and ideas from your astrology. Thank you for your investment of time and thought and trust in this little journey that we are about to go on. The chart that I am using for this reading is the Virgo New Moon of August 27th, Saturday, August 27th, 2022. There are other charts involved, various retrogrades and things like that. Although the main chart that I'll be working with is, again, the New Moon chart, though the others will fall into place as far as matters of timing are concerned. Though this chart for the New Moon is so unusual and precise and a bit overpowered for a New Moon chart. I mean, it is just so full of energy that I am cautious reading it and doing my best to understate the case that this chart seems to be making and generally lowballing things, though tell me if you think I'm avoiding any important subjects. The reason that this chart is so large in the very first instance is that the new moon in the early degrees of Virgo at 04 Virgo 4 degrees and 4 minutes, the moon and sun aligned at 4:16 and 59 seconds Eastern Time on Saturday, is that this new moon is in an exact square to Mars in your 10th house. So by exact square, I mean that it is 3 arc minutes off. It is one 30th of a degree exact. And so when you see a chart that exact, it calls for special care. And in a sense, no matter what the chart might say, whatever content it might describe, it is the precision of the chart that makes it workable. Astrology does not give away its secrets or its, let's say, vested powers easily. But that is the reason to pay special attention when a chart comes along with this much mojo to it. It is better when it is precise than if it is loose or off by even a degree or twos. And in that Virgo spirit, it is lining right up with itself and bringing together two locations in astrology, two thematic areas known as houses that are best kept in line with each other. And one of them is the first house. For you, that is Virgo. And for those who have another rising sign, then, you know, you're participating in this discussion of the solar chart, the chart for the sign Virgo itself rather than for anyone personally. And the activity in Virgo is descriptive of your means of, let's say, preparing yourself for the kinds of expression that you want to do in the world. It is about your internal process, your readiness, and your personal initiative. The 10th house, where we find Mars in this ridiculously precise square, is the means by which you go about expressing yourself. It's also about your relationship to the wider society that you live in, which means the world of bosses and governments and reputation in this world where we have suddenly all emerged as semi-public figures in the digital age. That's one of the kind of real crazy things about the digital age, is that it has so transcended the whole notion of privacy, that we are, in a sense, all public figures. And this public figure concept is a thing of the 10th house, and the 10th house has various themes of accountability and responsibility, and it also pertains to the work that you do, to the career that you have. And I know that there are different interpretations of the 10th. I try to keep a circumspect view, and what I have seen in charts is that the 10th is not only what you're known for, but I think the 10th is what we are called upon to do and to accomplish. And if we get known for it, that's sometimes or often a good thing. Some people care, some people don't care, though it is rather mightily illuminated in your chart, and there is just a lot of energy here. So the backbone of your chart, and you can see this in the diagram, and I may do a hand-drawn one just to take some things out and make it a little bit more clear. But it's easy to see in either chart. You can see the sun and the moon are in a conjunction, and they make that alignment with Mars, which in the more technical chart, you can see they both have a four next to them. And then there are other points that modify this. And one of the points that modifies the activity in Virgo is a very Virgo-ish point called Trans-Pluto. Now, that's a confusing name because it sounds a lot like Pluto, but it's a hypothetical point, and it is very similar to Virgo in that it is about an integrative process. It's also similar to Virgo in that it contains the themes of self-criticism and narrowness of whatever concept is involved. And in the case of a thing in your first house and a thing that is aligned with your moon and your sun, that is encouraging you to widen your concept of yourself. Now, by the way, this thing is going to spend 75 years, more or less, in Virgo. So it's a long-time visitor. It's only arrived in the last 4 or 5 years or so. So it's got a long way to go through Virgo, and this year in your solar chart, the moon and the sun align with it. And I've been thinking about Trans-Pluto for many, many years, and I have come up with the let's say, bottom line delineation, do the work. Now, there's a beautiful article by Lynn Coyner. It's kind of a little online book called Trans-Pluto is Real. And you'll hear all kinds of examples of how this thing manifests. I learned a lot from reading this, but what do you say to someone when you've got to just sum it up? Well, do the work. And so this is the theme of Virgo. You're accustomed to this. Virgo is fortunately a sign very suited to doing the work because it is so centered on the theme of service. And it's easier to do the work when you're working in service than it is when you are, functioning in some self-serving way that does not have any overflow benefits to others. But the key thing is, you know something about your original instructions here. You by now know something about what it is that you came here to do, whether you find that is easy or difficult or impractical or impossible, seemingly, or whether you're in some enthusiastic, let's get it done mode. Doing the work is essential. And this can often mean setting aside other priorities for a while. It can mean giving certain things up. It can mean making decisions. But ultimately, you have a sense of your purpose, and it is crucial that you remain in contact with that and go through what the Course in Miracles calls a period of sorting out, where the basis of the sorting out is everything is subjected to the question, does this support my purpose or does this detract from my purpose? And that's a very simple value evaluation that, if it were practiced more often, would save people a lot of time and a lot of grief and a lot of misery, because it gives you a basis.